From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, am I to go on a fishing?
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Over the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed. Music by the Whippoorwills. Songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros. Yours truly, Joe Slattery. And starring the Crown Prince of Western Pictures, Smiley Burnett. The man who thinks, or does he? Smiley Burnett!
Thanks to you, Joe. Thanks to you, I am getting smarter, and I appreciate all these tours you've been taking me on lately to try to educate me. That one through the museum the other day, I appreciated that.
Wasn't that a dandy?
Yes, but there's one thing. You remember you asked me a question on a, you remember that gravestone that said 1800 B.C.?
Oh, I've been wondering about that.
I believe I know. What yes, sir. I think that was the engine number of the fella that hit him. Joe,
yeah.
Stinky Stufflefeather, he's the fella that married Myrtle Lee Mickenmenter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is having trouble with his wife. Do you know that the other day they had a knockdown, drag-out argument, and she says, "You boot, before we was married, you told me you were well off." He says, "I was, but I didn't know it." Stinky is so hen-pecked, Joe, that he goes to a woman dentist just to hear her say, "Open your mouth," instead of "shut up." Yeah, Stinky and his wife are always having an argument. But you know, he won one?
Did
yes,
one, huh?
Sir, he won one, and she come crawling to him on her hands and knees, and she says, "Come out from under that bed, hog jaw."
Jealous of the moon that shines above, because it smiles upon the one I love. I'm jealous of the birdies in the tree. They're always singing sweetest melodies. I'm jealous of the pretty flowers too.
Not only that, but we hope that more of our friends are getting acquainted with our sponsor's products. In case you hadn't heard, here's the man.
Yeah.
Well, you believe it or not, but you didn't bring over the little slip of paper to tell me what the gang's going to be next.
Oh, I know, but you know what.
Now, you're my assistant here, aren't you? Huh?
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I've watched you lately, and all you do is just sit around and kind of stare.
Yes, sir. Well, I know. You know, I've sort of been living in the past.
Yeah, it is cheaper, ain't it? Well, what are they going to do here? Shine on Harvest Moon?
Yes, sir.
How far back he lives in the hills. Well, you know,
yeah.
He's got those two 15-year-old boys of his. I know for sure that old Slim said to him one time, he said, "Boys, I'm going to give you $1 apiece, and you get on that train." They'd never been on a train before.
Yeah.
And said, "You're going to get to go uptown today." Oh, they were real tickled. So they got on the train, and after they'd been on there about 20 minutes, the news butch come along, and he had a little box all full of apples and candy and chewing gum and bananas and the like. So they didn't say nothing to him when he went through the first time. When he come back, why, one of them says, "Miss Kavoyer said, I want to talk to you." So the fella comes over and he said, "What's that?" He said, "That's bananas." I like bananas, don't you, boys?
Yeah.
They got no bones in them. That's why I like them. Yeah. He said, "Well, we'll take one of them. So they bought one, and they looked at it a long while, and the fella said, "Smells good, don't it?" I said, "Yeah, sure it does." He said, "What's inside?" So the fella, one of the boys bit off the end of it and said, it's got a cob inside of it." So they finally, one of them said, finally he got it open and he looked at it and he took a bite of it, and just about that time the train went through a tunnel. "My gosh," the boy says, "don't eat none of this." He said, "I'm stone blind." I always enjoyed that little story. In the Durango Kid cowboy pictures, you fellas have probably seen a few of them, and you know I usually play the part of a blacksmith or an undertaker or something. While back, they had me a postmaster, and the camera comes down on me there, and I'm looking through the grill. I'm reading postcards and the like, and here's what I said. "I get so aggravated when I'm reading postal cards. It's like reading books with half the chapters gone. Why do all the silly dopes have to use an envelope? So I never can tell just what's going on. Oh, they never say I love you on a postcard, for there's too much other nonsense they can write. On a postcard there ain't room to describe a yaller moon or to tell about the fun they had last night. Oh, they never say I love you on a postcard, but they'll tell you how to bake a pie or cake. Oh, someday I surely hope they'll take all the envelopes and chuck them to the bottom of the lake. And chuck them to the bottom of the lake. Sure, they never say I love you on a postcard. It takes a 10-cent stamp to send it all. You have eyes like this or that. One whole page about her hat. It's a lot of plain malarkey, but they fall. I'm agreeing that love is great and I'm in favor. They don't trust the mailman, that's what makes me pout. Keeping posted sure is hard when they use those postal cards. There's so many things I can't find out, and I'm so curious. There's so many things I can't find out. now, I would like to invite all of you to meet me at the post office tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. What for, Smiley?
I graduate. We've got to go now, folks. We'll be back again soon. Until then, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well, I'm in out there. You to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.